Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf, Shir sponsor, Lui Nishma Sam Biakva Shom, Daf Asitzchok. We're holding an Adorim Daf Chov Beis. The Gemara in Amud Beis, after the speaking about the issues of anger, the Gemara goes on and says, Omar Rav Ado Bar Chanino, Ilmolei Chatu Yisrael, if Am Yisrael na choyte in chayte hegel, Lui Nitam Lehem Ela Chamish Achum Shetoiro, Vesefer Yeshua Bilvat, they will get only the Chamish Achum Shetoiro, the Chumash, and Sefer Yeshua, because in Sefer Yeshua, you have the exact definition and description of Eretz Yisrael. My taimo kibir rav chochma rav kas. When there's a lot of wisdom, that means there was a lot of anger, meaning Am Yisrael caused a lot of anger and they had a lot of chochma that comes through that. So here the obvious question is, well, because Am Yisrael did a chet, they got more Torah. So many mefarshim go with a similar mahalach. The Beis Halevi in the Drushim and the Shemi Shmuel, who mentioned here what's written in the Kehilas Yaakov, was written by the Meloi Aroim. And he says the same idea. Torah Shebichtav, the Chamish Yechum Shetoiro, includes in it all the Torah that we're going to have later. Every single Torah, even Nevi'im Ksuvim, also all Torah Shebaal Peh, is all included in the Torah. But because Am Yisrael are not in the level of understanding the Torah Shebichtav, you need a lot of other Sfarim to explain to them and to bring down to this world the exact meaning of Torah Shebichtav. But that's only because Am Yisrael did a chet. If Am Yisrael would not do a chet, and they would be in a higher level, but the Torah that they have would be enough, would be suffice for them to understand on their own the entire Torah Shebaal Peh and all the other Sfarim that we have. And that's what he says. He wants to go on and say that the Talmid Chachamim today also are able to learn through Chumash everything else. We know the Vilna Gaon at the end of his life, he just learned through Chumash the entire Torah Shebaal Peh. But regular people cannot do it, and that's why we have so many others for him. Now, Reb Tzadok HaKohen has on this Gemara, that's what this Gemara he starts, his Pirush on Sefer Yeshua, which is printed on the Sefer Likutei Ma'amarim. And that's how he starts, he brings our Gemara. And he starts by explaining that this is what the Gemara over here is talking about kas. What is kas? Kas means something a person does that he's not supposed to. And really, that's the whole idea of Mesechas Nedarim and the idea of Nedarim. Nedarim is that a person takes upon himself something he's not supposed to. He was not intended to do that. That's why this whole sugya is over here in Nedarim. As we know, the Tzaddik always says, every sugya belongs to where it is. We talk about things which are unnecessary. That's what the Gemara says over here, that without the chait, it would be unnecessary to have other Sfarim. Chamish Yechum Shetoyer and Sefer Yeshua would be enough. Now why is that so? So Bishul Chamish Yechum Shetoyer, as we just explained, that's a Torah Shebichtav, and that includes everything. What about Sefer Yeshua? What is unique about Sefer Yeshua that would be included even before Chait HaEgel? So if something goes in length to say the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu Yeshua is connected noitzer te'eino yoichal perio, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu brings the initiation of Torah coming from Shamayim. But the one who actually receives it down here in the world is Yeshua Binun. Yeshua is the one who brings the Torah down to this world. And Reb Tzadok adds another sentence to this in the Sefer Kedushas Shabbos. He says that in the Midbar, Am Yisrael were living a little bit beyond the world. Everything was given to them. When you come to Eretz Yisrael is the Ikar Mokam HaAvodah, as we spoke in previous Shurim. That's the Ikar place to be Avid Hashem. Who's the one who's bringing Eretz Yisrael? That's Yeshua. So Yeshua is bringing the actual Milo of Torah down here in the world. The way he says the Tzaddik is Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Torah from Shemayim to the Eretz. And Yeshua is the one bringing the Torah from the Eretz back to Shemayim. Meaning human beings are able to connect the Torah. That is the Milo of Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says over here. The Torah in its original plan, so to speak, was supposed to be a Torah Koyer Shemayim, the Moshe Rabbeinu would bring, Chamish Yechum Shetoyer, and the receiver of Torah, the acceptance of Torah by human beings down in the world, which is Yeshua, who is the one conquering Eretz Yisrael and doing the Ikar Mokam HaAvodah. Torah in Shemayim, Am Yisrael in the Eretz, that connection is Chamish Yechum Shetoyer and Sefer Yeshua. And that's the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu Pnei Chamo, Yeshua Pnei Levono, The Cham is the Mashpia, the one who gives the light. Yeshua is the receiver, the one who accepts it and brings it out to the world in a time when there's no Chamo. That's the idea of Toiro and Sefer Yehoshua. Says the Gemara, that was the original plan. But now that Am Yisrael did a chait, so now they went down Madrego, they need much more Sfarim in order to bring out the Toiro and bring it out to fruition. It's not enough to have Chamisha Chumash Toiro and Sefer Yehoshua. Anyone wants to join the Shor Machshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.